Anytime you don't have to ask permission is awesome. And now you don't. I grew up on comic books. My father taught me to read with comic books. When I was a little kid, Spider-Man, the Hulk were on TV. It's just always been a part of how I see the world.
Jason McNamara is an award-winning graphic novelist based in Northern California. He's been creating and publishing comics for the better part of a decade. But when it came time to issue his latest creation, Jason decided to bypass the traditional publishing route largely controlled by Diamond Comic distributors and go online instead.
So The Rattler is a book that I wrote, co-created with Greg Hinkle, who's an artist in LA. And we spent a long time on the book. I wasn't convinced that going with a publisher or going with Diamond was the best first step for the book. I thought we could get more attention and awareness of the project if we did a very public Kickstarter. Part of what I like about Kickstarter is that you're selling the story of its creation. You're not just selling the book.
Jason is just one of the many in the comics community that's embracing digital platforms like Kickstarter and Comixology to finance and publish their projects. The emergence of these digital platforms has provided a more diverse selection of comics for fans by allowing creators to break through editorial gatekeepers and produce content without sacrificing artistic integrity or ownership. Matt Sillity, chair of the comics program at California College of the Arts, describes the traditional publishing process.
Traditionally, publishers were sort of the gatekeepers of comics, and that's not necessarily a terrible thing. I mean, there's an editorial eye that sort of curates the stuff that gets out onto bookshelves. But other than that, you basically were folding and stapling comics by yourselves and trying to hand sell them at shows. Maybe a publisher took a look at your stuff and decided they wanted to collect it. But most of the cartoonists and comics writers that I know had to do it themselves.
Though most comic creators do a bulk of publishing work themselves, they need a distributor to get their books onto shelves and into the hands of customers.
Let's say that you've got a great book and you even had the funds to do a print run yourself. There's still the hurdle of getting your books into comic shops. In order to get in the comic shops, you had to go through Diamond. They do have a monopoly on sort of the comics community, and Diamond does a lot of great things for retailing. But they also have a business model that requires you to have a certain number of pre-orders for you even to be sort of considered as part of their catalog. And if you're not in that catalog, nobody's seeing your work.
But now you have these emerging platforms like Comixology, which has a lower barrier of entry. They accept more books. So Diamond will turn a lot of stuff down based on whether they think it's worth it to them, if it's content. You know, you have to appeal to their taste and what they think. But Comixology is more open. So why ask permission? You don't have to ask permission. You can just do it.
Instead of asking a publisher for permission, Jason turned to his fans and launched a Kickstarter to raise funds to print his own book. While he initially sought $4,600 in backing, he brought in over three times his goal.
So by going through Kickstarter first, we could get a real idea of what the interest is for this book. And I do think that people that buy books from Kickstarter are not the same people that buy books in the store. There is an element of entrepreneurship, and there is a gamble that appeals to people. In Kickstarter, I've had better conversations with people than I've had over the past 10 years of doing conventions. Like, I can meet them here. I can meet their expectations and I can engage them in a way I can't at any other venue.
As more creators are turning to online platforms to publish their work, consumers are also reacting to the digital marketplace favorably. Comic sales broke industry records in 2014, with digital comics contributing an estimated $90 million in sales. The rise of these digital platforms has only helped to expand readership, which has led to bigger profits in the comics industry and an increase of brick-and-mortar retailers.
I don't think digital is going to take over, but I do think digital and the retailers will strike a balance. The books that I buy now from retailers are usually higher-end products, like $100 artist collections from IDW. I don't buy as many floppies and stuff, but I spend more money on retailers on higher-end stuff that you can't get in the same digital experience.
So what does this all mean for the future of the comics industry?
Overall, comics is healthier than ever. But if you look at the sort of projects that are out there in the webcomics world, that are now trickling into the Kickstarter comics world, the diversity is amazing. Not just in terms of the types of projects and the genres, but in terms of the creators.
And if the book is good enough, it will find an audience. And if it didn't, like, you learned your lessons and you'll do something different next time. but you don't have to make content for them. You can make content for yourself. Anytime you don't have to ask permission is awesome. And now you don't. So publish it or don't.
Click the links below to see more and subscribe to our channel to get all the latest videos from Reason TV.